Join coaches Mary C. Hartfield and Rebecca Thomas as they speak on the things most people want to know but might not be willing to talk about. Dive in with us for off-the-cuff conversations around diverse topics and gain insight and guidance to help you live a more purpose-filled life.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Off the Cuff Coaching Podcast. My name is Mary C. Hartfield from Living Your Life on Purpose Coaching, and my co-host is
Rebecca Thomas, more than a life coach. How are you, Mary?
I'm just wonderful. Wonderful.
Good.
Doing good. You know, I being back in the city, the weather is going, you know, a little crazy. One day it's snow and the next day, you know, it's not, but it's okay.
Yeah. I'm excited to see all the buds that come off the trees after all this rain and
slush. Yeah. So it's all good. Mm-hmm. But what are we talking about today?
So today we're going to talk about to whom, what, and where we're giving our attention to.
Ooh.
And not just us, but everybody else that's listening with us.
Yeah.
So I think it's really important to, I think we talked about this a lot last time, our last couple of episodes, about taking an audit on things in your life, and where you're giving your attention is probably one of the best places you can do that. So
yeah, that's good, because I think we talked about when our last episode was spring cleaning your life, and this is part of it, about looking at, you know, when you talk about whom, to whom, what are we talking about when we say to whom?
So we're talking about obviously people. I think that part's obvious, but you know, people in general, but more specifically like your partner, spouse, family members, friends, outer circles. So that's who we want to focus on while we're talking today.
Yeah, that's interesting. So when you, I guess, you know, my spouse died.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend, new friend. And is, I mean, what does that look like for us or someone to say, okay, I'm giving my attention to? Is that like, make sure you have date night every week?
I mean, that's part of it, because it's like, where are you investing your time and energy?
Yes.
That's the biggest piece. Where are you investing your time and energy? Is it intentional? Are you just jumping around because that's what you're used to doing? Are you in a season where there's a lot of transition, so you're trying to find your flow with where you're putting your time and energy? But the biggest piece, I think, is just like, where am I putting my time and energy? And is it intentional?
Yeah, I think that I love the word intentional, because, you know, date night is nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's once a week. But yet, what are you doing intentionally every single day to pay attention to your spouse or partner, to give them some love, you know? Because I think that's important, because those are the moments that people carry forward. You know, if you like, oh, during the week, I'm just paying attention to kids. Because a lot of people think, even when they get married, well, we're not a family, that we don't have a kid. Yes, you are. A family is two people coming together. That's a family, however you do it. So I think sometimes when you're ignoring your kids, I mean, no, you're ignoring your spouse because I got to take care of the kids. Well, what about your spousal time? You know, I talked to someone and I was like, okay, I was like, you should have sex at least a minimum of four times a week. And they're like, he looked at me like, what? I was like, well, yeah. I mean, even, you know, in sex, you know, it doesn't always have to be totally engaging, but yet I'm talking about how you come together, how you make, you're connecting with that person every single night. To me, it makes a difference, and it's intentional. Even if you say, hey, babe, you know, you want to watch a show together, or maybe you don't have that, you have the family meal, but yeah, if you're late night, it's like, hey, let's like eat our dessert together. And so when you're intentionally connecting with that person, and I think it makes a huge difference on relationships and how you go forward, even how your day is, that you can, the next day, you're remembering that.
Right. And I think there's a couple of pieces to that that I would love to talk about. So one of the things is, I feel like our society in general, but especially now, and especially for women, that somehow we have this unrealistic expectation that we should be able to pay attention to everybody all the time.
Right.
And that is not the case. So that's where the intention, that's where being intentional really comes into play. So being able to give yourself that grace and realize, I cannot do all the things all the time, but that's what makes being intentional that much more important. So, okay, you have to spend all this time with the kids. How are you intentional about connecting with the partner the husband, the wife, right. the spouse, whatever that looks like. And like you said, like one of the things that Brian, my boyfriend and I, we love to do is we will make dinner together. He'll come yes. home. And it's interesting because we are quality time is both of our main love languages. So it's really easy for us to find a way to connect on the same level and get what we need. But like some of the things we take into consideration are how hard was your work day or how hard was your work week this week? Cause he does some really intensive like manual labor things sometimes and other weeks it's a little more lax. So that's what we use to intentionally pay attention to. How do I want to spend that time this week? What does that look like? What's gonna serve us, but also get our needs met at the same time.
Right. Exactly.
So paying attention to those things.
Yeah. I think though that is so important because, and I think also is, it depends on what type, you know, some mothers are, what do they call those, hover mothers or
helicopter mothers.
Helicopter mothers.
Hover
yeah.
mothers.
Hover mothers, you know, and or you're a mother that allow your kids to be who they are. You mm-hmm. know, what I like about my daughter in love is that she's a mother that me, I get kind of like anxiety when I go down and the kids ain't put up mm-hmm. what they had before, where she's okay. They can mess up the whole uh-huh. room. This is their playroom. The whole room they can destroy. And, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm like, oh, this guy, you know, and I'm like, okay, but she's okay with it, which mm-hmm. is great. And I love it because it's in no way looking there. You're going to be stressed out because things aren't in order.
Right.
Or are you going to be like, okay, you know what? They don't do it today, but then we're being able to look at something else mm-hmm. and do something else. Mm-hmm. And I like that about her, mm-hmm. you know, where it is freeing you up also to do other things with other people. Mm-hmm. And that's just great. You know, I know she gets up early in the morning. I'm one of those two. My kids were growing up, I have all adults now. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, I would get up an hour early before anyone activates, go get my coffee, do my devotional or whatever. Mm-hmm. She does the same thing or whatever. And then you start the day. So mm-hmm. I think that's important too, because that self-care that we talked mm-hmm. about helps you to care for other people and how you intentionally put your time with them.
Right. So when we're talking about what we're giving our attention to, you should be on that list at the top of the list.
Right, exactly. Yep. Exactly. Because if you can't they always say put your mask on you first before mm-hmm. you take care of somebody mm-hmm. else. Yeah, that's good.
And I love the way that you talk about your daughter in love too, because not only does that tie into the whom piece, like the attention that you're giving it, you know, the grandkids, her, but then you're also talking about like what's going through your mind. What is to each individual, you have to figure out what is it worth giving my time and energy to, which is the biggest piece of this. Where's your time and energy going? Is it worth it? Is it necessary? Am I doing it out of habit? Like, right. am I trying to control something? So mm-hmm. thinking about that piece too, I really
yeah. And that you said a word, control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think we have to start letting go of control,
mm-hmm.
you know, because a lot of times, you know, we're, you know, the person that I'm seeing, you know, I'm really like, okay, things in order, uh-huh. but I'm also a person that, oops, I'm ready to someone mm-hmm. call, I'm ready to go, where he's like, babe, I need 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
At least I need to plan out what's mm-hmm. going on. I'm not, you know, not that he's for the moment,
mm-hmm.
but he's like those
things to take right. care of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause he's always he's in a relaxing mode, mm-hmm. you know? So those have looked at me and how I do things where, why am I, when people call,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I think that goes back to when to say no,
mm-hmm.
that's like, oh, no, I can't do it. This is the last minute. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. So that has helped me on making sure I'm being intentional about the time and how I spend my mm-hmm. time and with whom I spend mm-hmm. my time with.
So how does all of that tie into the control piece?
Where I have is, you know what, I've been over the years and more as I get, you know, I'm going to turn 60 in June,
mm-hmm.
you know, to me, that's a wave of relaxing in that. And it's like, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Let's just flow what we flow with.
Right.
You know, so, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being relaxed and it is okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm learning how to let go. I think we did a whole thing.
Uh-huh. On that. Oh yeah. A couple of them actually.
Yeah. So I'm learning just let it go. Mm-hmm. And that you got to remember when we talk about whom, you know, we talk about spouse and partner, but your family
mm-hmm.
that I'm intentionally, I've been spending this past year, a lot of time with family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's so important that spending that time where it frees me up
mm-hmm.
just to relax and be who I want to be.
Mm-hmm. So going back to the control piece too, one of the things that I want to share that I've realized about myself is I think that we all probably know that a big sense of where control can come from is if we had some kind of trauma, and mm-hmm. that's how we compensate. You know, you control what you can control. Yes. So if there's been all these things that were not in your means to control, mm-hmm. then you go to other things. But I think another piece of that I've noticed for myself that I've really been working on is it's not that we're trying to control it, right? Like it's not mm-hmm. an intentional thing. In the same token, some of us are so hyper aware of everything that's been going on our entire lives. And at some point in our lives, whether it was spoken or unspoken, there was this expectation that we were supposed to anticipate and be responsible for all of the things mm-hmm. to keep the boat from rocking.
Right, right.
And that we take that into adulthood. Mm-hmm. So when you talk about that control piece, it's not always about trying to control. It's that we feel so incredibly responsible mm-hmm. for all of the things mm-hmm. that's what we do.
Right. So, it can be that or you are a control freak.
Right. It can be one or the other.
It can be one
or both.
Or both, yes.
But to give yourself some grace, but if that speaks or resonates to anybody that's listening, what I love about my partner specifically is the fact that he is so easygoing, mm-hmm. thinks so differently, doesn't feel uber responsible for all of the things. So he has allowed me to see where I can let go of some of those things while also realizing, like, I don't do this on purpose. It's something I learned.
No,
so
it's
that gives me more permission to let it go.
Yeah. And I think that's the whole thing about, like you said, it could be both. You know, like when people are perfectionists, mm-hmm. that comes all into that mix mm-hmm. right there. That, because I had to tell a friend, I'm getting intense, you know. Someone, I said, okay, your perfectionist is coming out right mm-hmm. now. And I know, because I was a perfectionist. Right. I mean, it would hinder me from doing stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, I think we did a webinar on that, mm-hmm. but part of that is that a podcast, I said webinar, just came from a webinar that mm-hmm. I was doing, but part of that is that, you know, like you said, from your history and family, mm-hmm. how it is, sometimes you had to be, mm-hmm. you know, because you came out of something that was a very uncontrolled environment, mm-hmm. so some of you had to take control mm-hmm. and make sure everything was right, but then there's a point where when you look at that control, how is it hindering from you engaging mm-hmm. in whom you're engaging with and where are you at? And mentally, mm-hmm. you know, I had someone that had to say, you know, I do a lot of Christian coaching and I had to let go and let God, mm-hmm. you know, where are you going to give it to him? He can't do it if you want to take control of it. Mm-hmm. He's going to step back. It's just like individual. You'll say, Mary, you know, I'm trying to help you for this fall, but you're like, I'm like, no, I can't get it. You're like, mm-hmm. okay, I'm going to let you do it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the same way. We don't sometimes just let go and let God, mm-hmm. it's not going to happen. Or we let go and say, okay, maybe the bricks are going to fall. Mm-hmm. It's okay. You know, you see that person juggling. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's okay that something falls off. Mm-hmm. Let it go.
And I think another big piece of like what we're talking about, to whom, what, and where are you giving your attention? When we talk about attention, mm-hmm. we're talking about, like we said, time and energy invested, but it's like not needing to control versus trusting the process. Mm-hmm. So there's a difference between being aware of reacting mm-hmm. and responding to. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big piece of all of it as well.
Yeah, that is true. Because, you know, when you talk about, you know, the what part of it, mm-hmm. you know, we're talking about our thoughts. Mm-hmm. You know, how, you know, when you're talking about captivating your thoughts, mm-hmm. you know we did a thing talking about thoughts and what your mind, I am statements and everything, but, you know, that's so important mm-hmm. about the what part, about captivating your thoughts. You know, what's going through your head? Mm-hmm. You know, is it the right ones or is it a wrong one for you? And mm-hmm. then also you're talking about looking at the opportunities and interests mm-hmm. there. What are you paying attention to mm-hmm. when it comes to those three things?
Yep, because you're talking about things on a personal and or professional level. So
right.
Thoughts are ultimately going to be the leader in all of those things. But then, you know, if you're professionally looking at opportunities, people that you're working with, or things that interest you, are you intentionally spending your time honing certain crafts or, you know, hustling on the side to do whatever it is, mm-hmm. or building an empire. Like, those are all of that too.
Yeah. And I think you, especially now with, I think a lot of things have changed during the pandemic, mm-hmm. you know, we're still, you know, like people are like, oh, relief. I don't have to wear a mask, you know, then I'm like, depending on where I'm at, mm-hmm. you know? And, but then also it's like, people are looking at where people are getting up, and you know, when you talk about the where, mm-hmm. is this where I should be physically? Mm-hmm. You know, is Michigan where I want to be?
Right.
You know, with the weather, okay, it's April and I'm still being mm-hmm. cold, or do you want to go down south with mm-hmm. that? You know, that's changing a lot too. There and a lot of tornadoes and bad weather. But where do you want to be at? And then it's kind of like, where is your peaceful space? Mm-hmm. You know, where's the space that you're like, you just calm, mm-hmm. cool, and collective, you know? So I know a lot of people are thinking about that. Where is that place for you? Mm-hmm. And where is that at, where everything you can pay attention? And then when you look at it, what works better? Like me, you know, my kids are all adults. Mm-hmm. So it's just me, you know? So when I go in a relationship new, it was like, first I think, do I want to be in a relationship? Mm-hmm. You know, I was in a 35-year relationship, my husband mm-hmm. married. It's like, do I want to go into another relationship? Mm-hmm. You know, where someone may try to tell me what to do and when to do it, where now I can do what I want, when I want. But yet at the same time, you know, you think about going into your latter years of life, do you want to go into that alone?
Right.
You know, and where is that at?
Yep.
You know, you have to look at all of that.
Yep. Yeah. So as we wrap up, like, what would be some pointers or suggestions or reflective questions or anything that can help everybody think about not only where they're giving their attention, but be more intentional about it?
You know, I think it's taking down, you know, me journal. Mm-hmm. Always journal. It's like looking at, first look down your partner or spouse, mm-hmm. you know, how are you giving attention to them? Mm-hmm. And then asking them, is that what they want from mm-hmm. you? You know, we can assume, oh, they're good. You know, I remember a person, you know, they're famous, and then they find out during a pandemic they're getting divorced, mm-hmm. and they work together and everything, and it was like, wow, mm-hmm. what happened there? Mm-hmm. You know, what examined there? You know, so really, is you think you're getting your attention, but I think it's a lot of times asking a person, what do you want from me? Mm-hmm. How do you want us to flow? You mm-hmm. know, it's nice that my friend, you know, he's like, you know, we're together all day just hanging out. He'd be like, go in the other room and watch something mm-hmm. else. And me, he goes, I know you need your space and need your time. Mm-hmm. And that's nice. Mm-hmm. I'm finding out that's really nice that, you know, we always assume we got to be together all the time when that person's present. Oh, no. Oh, no, at all, or mm-hmm. whatever. So, and then, you know, and I think with every area, you know, it's just your kids. Mm-hmm. You know, they're your kid. Like, my kids are adults. Mm-hmm. I let them be who they are. Mm-hmm. They'll let me know. They'll call me up and say, hey, mom, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask you. I want to talk to you. So I don't try to be like, oh, I got to talk. You know, I don't mm-hmm. have to talk to them every single day. I want these anyway. I'm not a phone person mm-hmm. at all. So, you know, you have to ask people intentionally, what do you need from me that mm-hmm. I'm not giving you?
Right.
At all. And I think that's so important. Mm-hmm.
So for me, I would think, just going back to that, where are you putting your time and energy? Paying attention to how you spend your time. Mm-hmm. Is that how you want to spend your time? How do you feel? Like, when you talk about that energetic piece, do you have the capacity to do those things, to put your attention there, right. whether it's in a person, a place, or a thing, a thought, whatever that looks like, but then asking, how does this serve me? Mm-hmm. And everything doesn't have to be a doing thing
yes. to serve you. Oh, that's good.
Some things can just bring you space and peace and tranquility. Mm-hmm. So just paying attention, like, how does this serve me? And if you feel like you're needing more or wanting more of something else, paying attention to how things are contributing to that. And if they're not, then questioning how you can shift that.
Yeah, I love that. I love what you said about doing, mm-hmm. you know, and then how does this serve me? And the word me is what's so important, I think, everyone, mm-hmm. that it's you. Every self-care, everything starts with you and how you take care of yourself. Because if I'm not taking care of myself, how can I help anyone else?
And we're all leading by example.
Right, so exactly. That is so
the
good.
The permission you give yourself, you are extending to others.
Yes, that's really good. So as we wrap up, you know, take the time to just really think about what we're talking about today, to whom, what, and where are you giving your attention to? Think about that, you know, pull out your journal. I hope everyone has a journal that you're using. And then also make sure, you know, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. We drop every other Wednesday now that we're going to. And then also make sure you talk back to us and let us know mm-hmm. what you thought of what we talked about. And let us know what you're doing about the subject. Mm-hmm. Are you doing anything? Are you journaling? What you came up with? We'd love to hear from you.
Yep.
Thanks, Rebecca.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Bye, everybody.
Have a good day.
You've been listening to Off the Cuff Podcast with Life Purpose Coach Mary C. Hartfield of Living Life on Purpose, and more than a life coach and energy architect, Rebecca Thomas. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast, go and leave us a review, and tune in next time as we continue to talk about the hard things, bring them to light, and help you move through your life with a little more grace, curiosity, and realness.